Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Call yourselves Title Town? Are you kidding me?
That's fraud.
It feels like a gray area.
Spoiler alert, Canada. Cup's coming back to the U.S. of A.
There's way too much negative stigma attached to strippers.
I hate you guys so much.
My dog just shit his ass.
Hey, everybody. It is Wednesday night. That means it is time for another edition of Craft Brewed Sports. I am Mike. No Scott tonight. Scott out of town this week. He's on vacation. But we do have Mookie hanging out. Mookie, how you feeling tonight, man?
I'm all right. I had like a whole thing ready, and then as I'm watching the Little League World Series here, I see Julie Foudy and some little girl blowing up balloons with their nostrils. Like, so it kind of threw me off a minute there. But
God, the TV
doing
coverage.
Well. Doing well.
TV coverage for the Little League World Series, always the best.
Oh, it is the best. It just pisses me off because it takes away from the game, and like I'm taking a beating, so I really need things to turn around here in the international bracket. I gotta admit, I think honestly, when it's the national teams, you know, the local squads, if you will, I get a little too attached. You know what I mean? I let my heart rule my brain, and then you're in a 3-digit hole.
That's trouble, man. Also, Mookie, I think you have a serious problem. Like, I seriously think we need to get you some help, a lot of help.
I mean, I'm still up like 300% over the last 6 years. So sure, go ahead. Get me help. I need some more help because, you know, my bankroll is only so fat.
Filling in for Scott tonight. He's not going to be in the comments section. We got him live here on the stream. It's the homie, Matt Barr. Matt, how you feeling, man?
Daddy's home.
It is so good to see you, dude. You are looking svelte.
Thank you.
Fit now. It's amazing. You're not the pudgy ginger.
I know, and since Scott's not here, I decided to get him in a little Mets jersey in the background, just like I did the first time I was on the show, just so he knows that he is missed, and I got his Niners here for him, too. It's good to be back. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah, man. Thanks for filling in. We appreciate you. We got an awesome show for you guys tonight. We're going to talk a little college football, because college football is back this weekend. I'm so excited. I know you don't care as much, Matt Barr. You're not as – because you're not a big college football fan, right?
I'm an FCS guy, so I went to JMU, so I like JMU.
Yeah.
I watch them play. But you know, college football, it's something that's Saturdays. Now that I don't have anything to do on Saturdays, I don't want anyone to tell me what to do on Saturdays. I might just watch a little bit more than usual.
Well, fair enough. That works. We also, I got to talk about this milk crate challenge. I don't know about you guys, but I cannot stop watching these videos. It is amazing. Like, what the hell are we doing? We'll talk milk crate challenge. And then guys, later on this episode, Love is Dead. The Currys are broken up. Doesn't exist. I don't know what else to say.
I was going to say, I'm like, what do you mean? I thought we knew Jay Cutler got divorced a while ago. Like, I'm still working through the stages of grief with that. But, you know, my boy is running for school board. I'm feeling a lot better about things now.
Jay Cutler for school board. Smoke him if
school
you got him.
School board 2024.
Let's talk about these beers we're drinking. Let us know in the comments what you guys are drinking. And this week we are rating our beers. Matt Barr came up with the idea since NFL is right around the corner. We're going to do the NFL franchise scale. We're going from the Jaguars all the way up to the Patriots. So, Drew, what are you drinking and rated on the NFL franchise scale?
Tonight I am drinking Dark Wave by... All right, I'll give this a shot. Varietal Beer Company? I don't know. Here's the thing, man. I feel like it's really poor marketing if you're name is that hard to say, because no one's going to get it fucking right. If your beer's good enough, they'll be drunk and they won't be able to remember where they got drunk. So I digress. I'm leaning in a little bit to what the two other idiots on the show always talk about, how it's always stout season. So I figured let's give it a shot on one of the hottest days in Cincinnati in the last couple weeks. Let's put it to the test and have a stout in the like 90-degree, 90% humidity heat. 6.7%, 3.81 taps and Untappd. I'm early into this, but I gotta say it's good. It's good. It's smooth. It's tasty. It doesn't feel heavy and weighed down. That would make me feel like, you know, a sweaty fat pig from the south, like I thought I would in the heat in a stout. But we'll see how it plays out. And because of that, I'm gonna say it's the Bo Jackson. You know, started strong early and then eventually realized that like there is like a whole lot more to winning in the NFL than one man carrying an entire 53-man roster. Like, so, yeah.
All right.
We'll see how it works out in the long run.
Fair enough.
Got the legs.
Fair enough. Before we go to Matt Barr, Biscuit is chiming in saying the milk crate challenge just proves idiocracy is closer to being reality every day. Where it 100% Biscuit. This is Darwinism at its finest. Matt Barr, what are you drinking and rated on the NFL franchise scale?
First off, to reply to Biscuit. If this was Idiocracy, we'd be better off, because in Idiocracy, they at least realized who the smartest person in the world was and they put him in charge. They said, hey, you know what? Let's actually listen to this guy. So really, Idiocracy is what we should be aiming for. We're going the complete opposite fucking direction.
Spoiler alerts over here, bro. Come on, man. Fuck.
But I am drinking Nanticoke Nectar. I think I pronounced that right, from RAR Brewing, which is proudly brewed on the shores of the Choptank River in Cambridge, Maryland, here in Maryland. It's a 7.4% IPA. It's pretty good. The aftertaste is a little funky. So on the NFL franchise scale, I got to go with the early 1990s Buffalo Bills. It gets you almost all the way there, and then right at the end, just can't get it done.
That is cold.
You know that nobody circles the wagons. And I
know.
I
know.
Nobody.
And I'm so happy that my old man does not watch me do things, because he is a Buffalo fan and he would just reach through the computer screen and beat the shit out of me if he heard me making that comparison. Because he had to live through those four consecutive years with two small toddlers.
Oh.
I was between the ages. I was between the ages.
One of them was you too.
Yeah,
so.
One of the toddlers was me, and then my brother is less than a year younger than me. So he had two very small children born in 88 and 89 and had to deal with that.
And he's a Bills fan. Yeah, how's his liver doing? Because I feel like that would have had me out like by 50.
Yet he's still kicking at 62, so I don't know.
That's
he
solid.
Seems to be doing fine.
See?
Man, he's still kicking.
We need to put him in charge, because he may be the smartest man in survival, you know.
He's got
aspects.
The keys. He's got the keys. Hey, Biscuit right? wants to know, will you guys drink the new Flamin' Hot Cheeto Mountain Dew?
Fuck yes. Absolutely.
Wow, that was emphatic.
Oh, Flamin' Hot anything, I'm in.
Oh, I'll try anything once for the most part when it comes to food or drink. So yeah,
I don't know if I could do that one. Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew just sounds rough. Now if it was the boozy Mountain Dew, but it was Flamin' Hot, then I'd give it a shot. But
wait,
with no booze in it, I got to add my own booze to it now. Hmm. Now it's a two-step process.
I sort of just assumed there was booze in it. Like I thought that was implied. Also, Matt, where'd your beer come from again?
RAR Brewing.
In Cambridge, Massachusetts,
Cambridge,
or something?
Maryland.
Is that Cambridge, Maryland? Is that nearby the Hamptons?
Yeah, you know, it actually is in the Hamptons. It's where George Costanza went to like his girlfriend's like.
Oh, that was
where he had shrinkage. Yeah,
that was a solid little beach house too. That's a nice spot.
He was in the pool, man. He was in the pool.
Yes. So speaking of shrinkage, Mike, what are you drinking over
there?
Yeah,
great transition, Drew. I am drinking Tangerine Wit from Wiley Roots Brewing. You notice I didn't deny it. I'm just like, this is a...
I'm just surprised you didn't rip your shirt off and flex, but I figure you and Matt are doing that later in the show together, right?
There's a good chance. This is a 5.4%. This is a 5.4% beer. Here's the thing. This one is a wheat beer, a tangerine-flavored wheat beer, and it's solid. Like, I normally am not a big fan of wheat beers, but this is one of those I'm like, let me just do it. I'll get it out of the way. It's one of the few 16-ouncers I had on the shelf, so I figured I'd just pound through it. Since it's got it, wheat beers have a history of being a complete disappointment, but this one actually seems like it might be decent. I'm going to give this one a 2021 Cleveland Browns. Like, it's got potential. It's got real potential. In the end, it's probably not going to be that great, but at least it's better than it has been in the past. So that's where I'm going to go on this one, the 2021 Browns. too harsh?
And what flavor was it?
Tangerine.
Not like...
Not apricot.
Not apricot or tangerine or some weird shit.
You dick.
Hey, what? Scott's not here, so I'm allowed to side with Mike on this one. It's apricot.
Yes!
Let's thank don't you, even figure it out. It's apricot. Yes! Oh, and yes! Now Mook's outnumbered, so let's go. Let's go.
Look, here's the thing. Like, hills I'm going to die on, it's not going to be that, because we're talking about a fucking fruit at the end of the day, and it's like, it doesn't matter what it's called, I'm not eating it unless it's in beer. So, cool. Like, apricot, who gives a shit?
Talking about grape fruit.
Why don't you guys let us know? Chime in the comments. Let us know what you're drinking. Rated on the NFL franchise scale from the Jaguars all the way up to the Patriots. But let's talk college football, boys, because college football.
Let's first talk about wheat beer, because I do want to get your opinions on wheat beer, generally speaking. Because to me, it feels like a good summer beer, but like it's got a small window.
Nope. It's not even a good summer beer. If I want a summer beer, I'm going to have a nice hoppy IPA. That's a good summer beer, but not wheat beer. Wheat beer, first of all, never enough ABV in wheat beer. They're always way too light. And then second of all, it's always got a weird aftertaste to it.
It's got a weird aftertaste and it's heavy. If you're going to be a 4.8% beer or 5.2, whatever it is for wheat beer normally, stop being heavy.
Exactly.
Be crisp.
Let me have 12 of them.
Exactly.
So see, this is maybe where like I differ from you two, because I do enjoy a wheat beer in the summer, because you can get a little bit of that fruit, and what you do is you throw a wheat beer in and then you smash like three Bud Lights real quick and then you go to another wheat beer. You just got to kind of like chain them, if you will.
I'm not going to palate cleanse with Bud Light in between craft beers. If I'm drinking craft beer, I'm going to get a sixer and I'm going to drink the entire sixer, and that's going to be my Saturday.
Wait a minute. So I guess I forgot to leave out that, like, in this scenario, we're at the pool or we're outside in the sun and whatnot. So, like, tell me, if you're sitting poolside, what are you drinking?
Natterdays.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm drinking whatever is there. Like, let's be honest.
Whatever's in arm's reach.
Whatever's in the cooler, I'll drink. But I'm not going to be happy about all of it. Also, if I really had my choice, I would drink, like, a 10% stout poolside.
So, all right. So one, this definitely is a good beer, because like I'm already out of the can as I've been refilling the dugout mug.
We're four
over here.
Minutes into the show and you're already out of the can. You're done.
Yeah, my bat is full, but still, like, that tells you something. And the other part, apparently I checked into this once before and gave it a 4.5. So it's a pretty good indicator this is going to be a good brew.
I think it's going to turn out pretty well. We'll see how it turns out for you.
We'll see how it holds up.
Biscuit, by the way, Matt Barr is now off of our team. He's saying it's apricot, not apricot. And he says that wheat beers are more fall winter. Do you guys think wheat beer is like a fall or winter beer?
Because I can see. Winter stouts. Winter stout season. I don't want to hear none of this 10% summer stout. Fuck out of here with that. But if you're gonna drink a stout, it's got to be like a rainy, cold day in a dive bar. That's when I'm drinking a stout. That's when I'm gonna get down.
Give this man his altar. Let him preach, man.
You cannot mute me. I have the audio on my side. Why do you always forget that?
Every goddamn time. And I always think I'm being so fucking sneaky about it, too. I'm like, I'm going to get him.
No, a message pops up and it's like, the host has muted your audio. And I'm like, I'm still recording the audio. What the hell, man? You just screw it up for everybody on the stream. All right, let's talk college football. And I
want
to know
what I want, man.
I know you're the wild
card. Play my wild card thing, because I had to delete it. I can't let it run tonight. Apparently my computer's struggling. So we had to.
Wild card, bitches! Yeah!
Oh my god, Mookie.
I appreciate you.
That was a good joke. You deserve this one for that. Yeah, you earned that one. You do not get booed.
Accomplish something today.
So let's talk college football. The Big Ten, the Pac-12, the ACC, guys, they formed an alliance. They got an alliance, and there's no real thing to it. They're just like, we're on the same team together. It's like, oh, does that mean you're not going to like poach each other's team? No, we didn't say that. Are you going to schedule games? Yeah, but like not until like 2030. So what's the point of this alliance? Well, just fuck the SEC. That's basically what I feel like this alliance is.
So I got this real quick, and then Matt, I'll just let you fill in the whatever here. Basically, this alliance is the same as when Pam and Dwight have an alliance. Yes. That's all it is. Go ahead, Matt. Floor is yours.
See, I was going to say, this is like Survivor alliances, where that one guy's like, hey, guess what? Fuck all these bitches in their little one-off interview. And he's like, I'm not dealing with that. I'm not dealing with them. Fuck them. And then they go back, and it's like Johnny Fairplay or whatever his name was, if you guys remember Survivor at all. And that guy's like, oh, yeah, it's like my grandma died. Like, that's what this alliance is.
Dude, that is so far back.
Yeah. We're all old. Don't worry about it.
How many Survivors have there been? Can you guess?
Oh, there's got to be like, yeah, I was going to say like 32.
Oh, you can't up. They're in like the 50s or at least late 40s.
Why? How does that happen? Because it hasn't been on TV for 50 years. Why are we getting years where we're getting four seasons of Survivor in a year?
It's on CBS, which the only people that watch CBS are like retirees, and they don't like change.
They're like,
they do not like
I want
change.
JAG and I want Survivor, and that's it. And give me that SEC game of the week, period. That's all that shows up on this TV, damn it.
In 60 minutes after football.
What's the better show with alliances, Survivor or The Challenge?
I'm letting Matt go first.
I'll take this one. Yeah.
And this is going to be, I'll tell you why it's going to be weird when I say this, but it's easily The Challenge. And I say that having not watched a single minute of The Challenge until 7 months ago. And I fucking love it.
Isn't it amazing? The Challenge is such a good
for effect,
show.
Man. Come on.
I feel like you guys paused enough for effect when I asked the question and you both just stared blankly. And I was like, did everything freeze? What the shit just happened? Thanks, fellas, for picking me up.
I mean, that's a fair concern, but it was a good question. I had to think for a minute. All right, Matt, you've got to have an answer
by now.
Do you
watch the Challenge,
Matt? I was going to say I have to go Survivor because I've never watched a Challenge, but now that I've heard Mookie say it in Challenge in his Michigan accent, I have to watch it. I have to watch it so I can come back. Hey, Mook, guess how the Challenge was? It was great, man. I gotta check it out.
I'm never gonna say that word again, or at least not for like the next 6 months, because there is apparently a Michigan accent, but shockingly enough, I can't pick up on it, and nobody gives a shit about it enough, so it doesn't have like a place in popular culture either. So like the words like milk apparently is a thing that we say weird, and then there weird and there. Then I like chalk. I don't fucking know.
Just say challenge.
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 Yeah. A little better.
Here's the problem with a challenge. And Mookie, if you're just starting your challenge journey, I don't know what season you started with. Did you start like back at the beginning or like
we're
midway
all over
through?
The place.
All right. So they, for the longest time, it started off Real World versus Road Rules, which was amazing. And I was always team Real World because Road Rules sucked. Like it wasn't a good show. Road Rules wasn't good.
Not having watched a minute of any of this shit, because every time like the previews came on MTV, I was like, I got better things to do with my time. Road Rules, you got to like travel around in an RV and do shit. How is that not better than Real World?
But Real World was seven strangers picked to live in a house. And it was what happened when life stopped being polite and started to be real. So it's way better than sitting in an RV, right?
But like you got to drive around and do stuff.
But they went to work in the real world for a little bit, and then they stopped and they were just like, you know what? Nobody gives a shit about you guys going to work. Let's just watch you guys get hammered really every single night.
See, exactly. Like Jersey Shore got it right. Like you only need like maybe 3 to 4 minutes of t-shirt time every week in every episode. Matt, did you want to jump in there?
Well, that's exactly what Real World became. It went from Real World to, hey, guess what? We've got a bunch of Guidos on the shore that everybody was obsessed with, and it all
started.
All right, so do you guys remember the My New Haircut video on YouTube that went viral?
Yes, yes.
Jaeger bombs.
Not now,
that
Chief.
Guy. Yeah. So that's where the Guido like obsession came from. Like in college, we actually had a Guido party.
That's
awesome. We all dressed like Guido. It was before Jersey Shore came out. So we were on the upswing of that. So when Jersey Shore came out, that was it.
Are we gonna get accosted by the Guidos for saying this kind of stuff? Like the Fighting Irish are getting, you know, people are coming after them for, you know, the insensitivities and whatnot.
Have you heard about that, Matt? There was a survey that was done that they asked people to rank the best mascots in college football. Best mascots, worst mascots, and of course they threw in most offensive. And the Notre Dame Leprechaun was ranked the fourth most offensive mascot in college football.
Which and here's, go ahead, Matt. You got something? Go ahead.
What was the head of it? Just out of curiosity.
It was the Florida State. The Florida State Seminole was number one.
Okay.
It was
obviously.
The University of Hawaii, which he's not a mascot anymore. They don't use
the Rainbow Warriors.
Yeah, but it's like a dude, like it's a big Samoan guy, basically, that is wearing like traditional garb and he does a hawk on the sidelines.
Samoan, like Mike, use the proper terminology, not a Girl Scout cookie to describe him, would you? Damn. That's rude.
A Girl Scout cookie. I'm trying to think of who the third one was. There was one other one that was ahead of the Notre Dame Leprechaun.
I'm scrolling back. All right, here you go. I think I found it. I found the original link, but it's Notre Dame's response. So I think I'll get to it soon here.
All right, but here's the problem. So Notre Dame responds to this. First of all, the survey itself surveyed like 1,200 people, right? And they didn't even show everybody all of the mascots. They were just like, here's 150 maybe, or here's like 16, and each one got ranked like 150 times. How many people are taking this and like, you know what, fuck Notre Dame. Yeah, that mascot's offensive. Like, that's something Scott would do, is would look at it and go, nah, fuck Notre Dame, that's offensive as shit. And then he would laugh at it and turn in his survey.
So here's the thing about all of this and why it's fucking stupid to even entertain this, is that this is just a moot point. And Mike, I think you had the reasoning why in our chat, as I continue to just try to find the one that's the most offensive in here, and they're not showing it, which is annoying. But what was your take on why there's really no group to be offended by?
Here is why, and this is why it's a problem that Notre Dame even responded to this and entertained this in any way. Like, Notre Dame issued a statement and they were like, well, there's a history of the Fighting Irish and blah, blah, blah. Leprechauns aren't real. You can't be offended by a fictional thing. It's not even it's like, oh man, unicorn. You call him, I'm offended by this unicorn. It's not fucking real, man. You can't be upset by a figment of an imagination. Like, that's, I don't understand how, and like Notre Dame fans are like, see, I knew it was coming. They're going to change the mascot. And it's like, no, they're not, because that's the trump card. They could just be like, leprechauns aren't real. We're not changing shit.
I'm sorry.
Well, guess what? They're not going to be the Fighting Irish anymore. Now they're going to be the Fighting fucking Leprechauns.
Good.
Problem solved.
You know what?
You keep the logo. You keep everything. It's the Fighting fucking Leprechauns. Let's go.
Also, they should be the Fighting fucking Leprechauns. That'd be cooler amazing than the Fighting Leprechauns.
That sounds like a name that an Irishman would have given
the
this
Notre
squad.
Dame
now,
FFL.
Now, Mike, I did want to give you credit on this take, because you were so close to the right answer. You were so close, and you almost got it. But it's not that leprechauns are imaginary, made up. It's that, above all else, they're gingers. So they have no soul. So why are we worried about offending them? Mike, dead air.
The
you gotta
best
say
mascot, the best mascot named was Willie the Wildcat from Northwestern. I don't know if you guys believe that. Here, let's go through. Here's the top.
I'm just,
you know what, Mookie?
I'm just happy that the lighting is better this time around, so I don't look like a ginger. So it's kind of true that I have a soul. This is fantastic.
So your opinion matters.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the top
four. Mike, back to you, bud.
Here's the top four best mascots. Number four was the Air Force Falcon. And I'm okay with this, because he does parachute into the stadium if the mascot is a member of the team that does the dives in the Air Force. So I think that's a good pick. Little low for my tastes.
He does the what?
He dives in. He parachutes in.
And just the jumps.
Sky dives?
Yeah,
the jumps. Got it.
Dives, whatever. It's skydiving. He's skydiving. Number three was from, I don't even know who these guys are, Southpaw and Miss Paula from University
from
of
South
Alabama.
South Alabama. That's Alabama. Mobile. That's Mobile, Alabama. That's where the Senior Bowl is.
Whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Mike, you say you don't know who they are. Like, you're really going to just flippantly dismiss an HBCU like that?
No, I just don't. I've never heard of this mascot before. I've heard of the school.
University of South Alabama, Mobile, Alabama, their stadium.
Put some respect on their name.
Don't try to, Mookie, don't try to fucking pin me into your bullshit. I don't know who the mascot is.
Someone's got to make you uncomfortable. Okay.
You're right. In Scott's honor for that.
In Scott's honor.
Race card.
All right.
Hey-o.
Number two on the list of the best mascot was, if my computer will click, the Memphis Tiger.
That is Tony the Tiger from the Frosted Flakes box, yeah. And I will not hear
this is
anything
horrible.
Else.
Yeah. This is so overrated. This mascot, first of all, if you're the Tigers, come on, man. You're the Tiger. That's so generic as it is.
You're just phoning it in, really, is what it is.
Yeah, but then, like, it's what is great about this mascot? What looking at this mascot, are you like, yes, number two greatest mascot I've ever seen in my life?
He's Tony the Tiger. That's what everybody's like, oh, I know Tony the Tiger, and they voted for him.
Terrible.
I mean, that's true. I do love me some Frosted Flakes. Like, let's not get it twisted here.
Frosted Flakes, by the way, and chocolate milk.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you never thought about that one, did you?
I never considered that. Yeah, take a note on that one, Mookie.
Hey, Google. Add Frosted Flakes to my shopping list.
All right, we're good.
Number one, as I mentioned, was the Wildcat from Northwestern. I feel like there's so many better mascots out there than this one.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not great. Whatever. It's okay. It's an all right mascot. I don't know why Willie gets all of this recognition.
Did you grab any of the other mascots graphics for this or no?
Yeah, I got the worst ones. You want to go through the top four worst?
Well, I was just still kind of looking at some other ones there that I would like to know more about Freddie and Frida the Falcon's life at BGSU.
BGSU, yeah. They came in at number eight, right?
Yeah.
They did, yep.
I feel like they have like a really strong presence at the senior center and are a positive influence on the community. So I'd just like to know more about them.
Wait a second. There is no way anything from Bowling Green is a positive impact on the community. There's no way.
It still nets out negative. Don't get me wrong. But like they're the ones there keeping them basically from being on one of the rings on Dante's Inferno. You know what I mean?
I think how did Oregon? So what do you guys say? Oregon Duck came in at number seven. That's just it's a Donald Duck ripoff.
Yeah, I don't like that one as much. The one I like out of the top 10 that didn't get the love I thought it should have. Goldie Gopher.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Goldie's.
That's like no one's a gopher. You want to talk about being an original mascot? No, literally no one is the Gophers except for Minnesota. It's got the big buck teeth. It looks the part. I like it. It's wearing the jersey. I think it does a very good job of being a unique mascot.
I agree.
Really
I'm with you. And honestly, I like when the mascots wear the uniform too, rather than like being separate and being their own thing. I like when they rock it because then when you play as the mascots in NCAA 2014 and they're actually wearing uniforms, it's best.
Dude.
Okay, remember the mascot games? That was the best feature.
So in our one chat the other day, our buddy Tim shared a meme that's, well, I say going around because it makes me feel like I'm not completely disconnected with society, but frankly, unless like Tim shares shit, I have no idea. So he shared this meme of Tom Brady, and it was Tom Brady in the first video game he was a part of in NCAA football, and then Tom Brady today in Madden, and holy fucking shit.
The graphics are
the
unreal.
Difference is amazing. But now that you say it, Mike, can you imagine how fire the mascot game is going to be when they bring NCAA football back now?
It's going to be the best. They better keep that feature.
How do you not?
Better keep that.
I mean, seriously.
Because EA Sports?
Yeah, that's why.
Right. Damn it. Why you always got to be right, Matt?
All right, let's talk about the top four worst mascots. Number four was the UNLV Rebel. This is where I see some flaws in this survey. This mascot has been retired. UNLV announced that they were retiring this mascot. He wasn't going to be at the games anymore. So how can he be that terrible of a mascot if he doesn't exist anymore?
They retiring because old timey prospects were mad? And that's what we're like the two old timey prospects left in the world are like, oh, dagnabbit, they can't be making fun of me like that.
I'm shitting on a gold mine. And then they take the mascot away. Drew, I saw your reaction. I earned this.
Man, this is some bullshit. Yeah. This man. Yeah.
I deserve it.
Oh, no, it's fine, but because originally Mr. Barr over there said those two old timey prospects, and like I was thinking, like, what the fuck are you saying? Like, kids they're recruiting are gonna be old timey? Like, no, they're on TikTok these days. They don't. And then you follow that up. The next part is like, oh, he meant prospectors.
Yeah.
And then Mike hit me with their hey, whatever. Like, I'm a what's his name? I'm Yosemite Sam. And just shooting off his gun or whatever the fuck that guy does.
Run it back, Mike.
Yeah.
Man, this is some bullshit. Yeah. Boo this man.
The best part is too.
Take your booze, Drew. You can't talk over the booze. Take your booze.
You're right. I'll take my booze. I just love that as I'm falling into that trap, I can see both of you there just letting it happen, going,
yeah, just waiting to hit the boo button.
Go ahead.
Number three worst mascot, according to this survey, was Cayenne from Louisiana Lafayette. People are dumb. This mascot is badass. You are a chili pepper.
Yeah.
You're a cayenne pepper wearing a football uniform with flames coming out of your arms. Yes, sign me up. Great mascot. Should not be in the worst mascot list.
Give them their booze, because that is bullshit.
Terrible survey.
Before you give them the booze, I need one thing out of this mascot. I need a big chin.
Yeah.
I need the chili to be complete.
Yeah,
if
he does.
He went down. It's game over. It's an A-plus mascot. But right now, it just looks like a red thumb.
Maybe I just like it because he's kind of gingerish.
Don't put that on him.
He's a redhead. He's kind of gingerish.
It
looks like me after I've been out in the sun for like 10 minutes. That's what I look like.
So when you were at the beach earlier this
summer? Yes, exactly.
I'm going to try to control my rage right now.
Biscuit said yellow jackets are awesome because without bees, we would all die. That's a good take, Biscuit.
No, Biscuit,
do yellow jackets pollinate?
No, they don't pollinate shit, motherfucker. Yeah. They're hornets. I want to kill all of them.
Yeah.
I thought I won the second battle of the basketball hoop 2 weeks ago, but those motherfuckers are still up in there. So it's time to blow the shit up. Because I've poured so much chemical in there, I'm probably sterile. Like, but I'm going to win this battle.
Thank God. That reaction was amazing.
Meanwhile, my neighbor is literally fighting the groundhog from Caddyshack. Like, he put some shit down in there that when they bump it, it would like spray poison to kill him. He woke up one morning, they had dug a hole back out of the tunnel and thrown this motherfucking thing back on his lawn. Like, nope, nice try. Get out of here.
That's pretty amazing. Number two worst mascot, according to the survey, was the Purdue Boilermaker, Purdue Pete or whatever. Yes, Matt Barr, that is the correct reaction. It is the creepy dead eyes of the Purdue guy, the weird shaped head. It's like plastic and just looks awful. Awful.
All mascots have creepy dead eyes. You can accept that.
Not like this.
But this is clearly a plastic mold that was made in 1983 and hasn't been fucking touched since.
Yeah, they keep rehashing this bad boy. This one needs put away for good.
My favorite part is I was going through trying to find out the ranking of the most offensive, and I found this article from the Indy Star talking about it, right? So Indianapolis, Indiana, where both Notre Dame and Purdue are fairly close to. And you scroll down, and after they spend all this time talking about Notre Dame being a racially insensitive thing, and they end it with, no matter what Purdue Pete does, he can't get away from his ear-disturbing appearance. Like, you didn't even have to mention him. Like, you could have left him out of this entire fucking article. And, like, the headline says nothing about Purdue. And as a footnote, they're like, oh, yeah, and Mr. Pete also sucks because he's that fucking creepy.
No. Let's not mistake this. This is not G-Baby catching a stray he didn't need to catch. This was an intentional shot that just needed to happen on top of the Fighting Irish. This is absolutely what had to happen. I my hat is off. If I could take my hat off, but I got headphones on. My hat is off to the author of that article that you said, you know who needs to be kicked? Purdue Pete needs to be kicked.
I mean, really, it does. You know, he looks like a serial killer in like the late 50s, early 60s that we still haven't like connected him to all the crimes. But when we do, we're like, oh, yeah, shit, that makes sense.
Well, okay.
Is Purdue Pete the Zodiac killer?
As creepy as Purdue Pete is, let's see who's creepier. Purdue Pete, who is the number two worst mascot, or Pistol Pete, from Oklahoma State. He was the worst mascot rated on this one. Also, a creepy plastic molded head. It's very strange because for reasons they don't even have guns, so it's just finger guns that the mascot has to use. But it, like an oversized, creepy, rapey-looking head. Both of these two terrify children at every event they go to. I cannot get over either of these. They are the worst mascots.
Mike, serious question for you. When is your next kid's birthday? Because I'm hiring both of these motherfuckers to show up and terrorize all the children.
I don't know who this Gregory is that he said, read my text on air. So I am going to read this real quick, even though it has nothing to do with the conversation. And I was going to fit it in when I had a chance, Scott. He said, shit is just...
I saw that.
I'm going to read this just how he wrote it. Shit is just walk in the store with no card and buy the shit if you're 21 legal here. God damn it, I hate Ohio.
Hey, but if that's the case, then, you know, I'm pretty sure Scott's over 21 and he at least has a carry-on. So, you know, economic opportunity strikes. What are you going to do, Scott?
Am I the only one that didn't understand what the hell that sentence said?
I know what it means. I know what it means. Okay. I got also, it. We'll talk after
Matt,
the show.
Matt, you guys can tell me about Ohio after the show. Yeah, whatever.
You don't want to know about Ohio. It's not worth the time. But what is if you throw it on these two for the next birthday party, I got the Pennywise actor.
You motherfucker.
You won't even need it. You literally won't even eat it. Because you got these two.
These are terrible. But Gabe has a great comment. He says the Providence mascot is creepy. I do feel like Providence, they are very lucky that these only went with football. I think they were only doing football with these. But the Providence mascot is extremely creepy. I'm going to try to get a picture of it to bring up on the stream here.
The friar mask. Oh God.
Yeah.
That Gabe. Is
plus one, bud.
It's a great plus call
one.
Out.
Is terrifying.
It is a
not
great
sleeping
call
tonight.
I can't but get it up really- quick enough. What just happened there? I didn't say that. Anyways, Biscuit wants to know if the OK State mascot is Burt Reynolds.
No, because then it'd be dope as fuck. Are you kidding?
Dude, but seriously, it looks like Burt Reynolds. When you look at this mascot, let me pull this back up. That does look like Burt Reynolds in a big orange cowboy hat. That's
on. Whoa, it's not Burt Reynolds. It's Norm MacDonald playing Burt Reynolds on Celebrity Jeopardy. Funny, because it's big.
It's big hat. Get it? It's big hat. Dude, that is that is 100% what this mascot is. And now it is not the worst mascot. It is the best mascot, hands down.
No, I'm still going to object to that because I think the worst mascot was way underrated, or I guess if you call it that, the Stanford fucking tree. Like, if there is a reason to embrace climate change, it's the Stanford cardinal.
Let's burn all the embrace or ignore?
No, I'm saying embrace or ignore. Let's embrace it and burn all those trees down.
I switched out the... now that we got rid of Norm MacDonald playing Burt Reynolds in Celebrity Jeopardy, here's the Providence Friar that Gabe mentioned. Good Lord, what a creepy-ass mascot that is, man. That is it's terrible. If you're listening to this audio after the fact, just Google Providence Friar mascot and then be ready to have your dreams haunted for the next 20 years of your life, because that thing is terrible. So guys, we started this talk because Notre Dame was named one of the most offensive mascots. But as I'm looking at this survey results from qualitylogoproducts.com, where they still have the sexiest mascots, which Willie the Wildcat is somehow the sexiest mascot. Bullshit. The Army Mule was listed as the number two sexiest mascot. That's just because people want to see a mule dick. That's basically all that comes down to. They're like, he's probably got a hog on him, so we're going to rate him a sexy mascot.
Wait, what was that? Why do they want it? Why did they rate him so high?
No. Have you seen a picture of him?
I mean, he's jacked. The Army Mule is jacked.
It's just a jacked dude wearing suspenders and boxing shorts. And I was like, it's it.
I was trying to get Mike in a one shot saying something about mule dick. That's all. Is that too much to ask?
And then, some of the pictures, he loses the suspenders too. So, yeah.
Wow. He's going like fireman calendar and just like.
Pretty much. Real quick, before we move off the worst. The Nittany Lion. The Nittany Lion needs
terrible.
To be mentioned as just terrible. Miserable. That is $100 million football team every single year, and our mascot looks like it was sewn together by eighth graders.
It does look like somebody had a class project that they forgot the deadline was coming up.
It's like someone's mom started their Halloween costume on October 31st, and that's what she came up with.
Dude,
why does the Nittany Lion have a scarf too? Why is that his accessory? Is just the Penn State scarf around his neck? Terrible.
The head doesn't even tuck into the neck. It's just clearly like out. I think it's just it's bad.
It's a horrible mascot.
I'm doing the best I can not to say something that will end the show forever here. Can we get off the Penn State Nittany Lion? Like, there's reasons it's like that. It's a marketing material, if you will, right?
The unsexiest mascots in America were also on this list.
Moving on.
Yeah, I got it. You know, let's just go ahead and play that.
Moving on.
Sandusky.
Somehow. God damn it, Drew. Respect the moving on. Respect the moving on.
I feel like I played that pretty well, though, because like I was like, I'm just going to say the last half of the word like I was talking about during the break.
Somehow the cocky South Carolina Gamecock was listed as one of the unsexiest. Cock. He's number four. Yeah, he's they're the cocks. You can't put him as one of the unsexiest mascots. And Tyson.
What if you don't like dick?
Oh, no, you can.
Tyson saying
this thing is just.
I don't think it's Northern Kentucky Hilltoppers, is it? Isn't NKU?
It's
they're,
Western
they're
Kentucky.
They're the North.
Western.
Yeah, it's Western yeah. Kentucky.
It's Western Kentucky, and it's Red Grimace.
Yeah, he's not good.
Is it?
Biscuits.
Is it in there somewhere?
Biscuit said the Providence mascot looks like it belongs in a Japanese horror film.
I'm pretty sure. Have you guys seen The Cabin in the Woods? I'm pretty sure it's where all the Japanese schoolgirls got together and chanted away as the monster.
But you can do that. You can just chant them away.
Watch the movie, Drew. Watch the movie.
No, the Western Kentucky Hilltopper didn't make an appearance. But here's what I was going to say about this list before I got a little sidetracked here. These cowards that put this survey together have removed the most offensive mascots from the results. Like, this is the most recent page.
So that's why I couldn't find it.
They have taken it. They've scrubbed the page. It's gone. These cowards, they dropped that bomb and then were like, and now we're going to delete it. We got all the clicks we wanted and now we're going to delete it. I am furious right now that they would put the Notre Dame Leprechaun. They put Notre Dame Leprechaun at number four, and then they delete you motherfuckers. Own what you did. You know your survey is bullshit. Own what you did. Pieces of shit.
You're still so butthurt about this.
I am. You're right, Drew. As a former mascot, I'm offended. That's what it is. As somebody
you know what was offensive was your mascotting.
What did you just say to me?
You never once brought us beer when you were the mascot. Like, that's the perfect way to smuggle booze into the stadium. And not once. How many beers did you bring me, Sherm? How many beers?
How many women's basketball games did you go to while I was the mascot?
Accidentally three. Because it was connected to the cafeteria, and I thought, here's a way to get out easier. With all this silverware and fucking dishes that I need for my house, and no one's gonna get me. And then, lo and behold, they were playing basketball.
Go ahead, Matt.
So while you geriatrics were arguing, I actually managed to find the list in case you wanted me to count down from 8 to 1.
Yes,
for
please
the most
do
offensive.
For the most offensive. Yes,
I would. I would like you to do it. Was it Leno style or whatever, or was it Letterman?
Letterman did the top ten.
Letterman did the top ten.
Do it. Top ten style.
Only there's eight.
There we go.
Only
let's
there's
let
eight
breathe.
Of them.
Number eight. I don't want to do a Letterman. I don't have a joke for this.
No, just say the list. Yeah, just say the list.
You're eight good. Was Sparky the Sun Devil from Arizona State.
How is that offensive? How is that an offensive mascot?
Because all the snowbirds that move to Arizona and they're like, oh, devil worship.
But if the Duke Blue Devil isn't on this list, then it's bullshit.
Look, all I know is...
but what does Duke have a lot of?
Good point.
There we go.
Yeah, white good people. Point.
Hey! Thank you, Drew.
You're welcome.
Nail on the head there, bud. Number seven.
Oh, I hit it.
Hey, Reb from UNLV. So, yeah, we were right. The prospectors are mad.
Yeah, they are.
They are mad.
Yes.
They are mad. Number six was the Mountaineer from West Virginia.
Really? That one's
because he wears a coonskin hat and he carries a musket around and he wears fur trapping.
Also, he listens to a lot of John Denver. Way too much John Denver. Oh, and that's the most offensive part is way too much John Denver.
You know, I was wondering what was keeping John Denver relevant. Now I guess I know.
Yeah, I got a couple friends going to be really mad about that one. A lot of friends that went to WVU, so they're probably pissed. They love the Mountaineer.
Shout out for
number five is Norm MacDonald in a big orange hat.
Pistol Pete.
Pistol Pete. That is number five. Number four is the Fighting Fucking Leprechauns.
The Fighting Fucking Leprechauns, baby.
Number three, don't make me say it. Do I have to say it?
Jizz.
Just say the school.
It's Hawaii. I don't want to butcher the pronunciation of his name. It's V-I-L-I, the warrior. I don't want to miss. There's so many different ways that can go. Yep. I don't want to butcher that
You're good. You're good.
Number two, which is what I was going to say. I think I said it, but like no one listened to me. San Diego State, the Aztecs.
He's finally starting to learn the show. Nobody listens to Scott either, dude. So.
You mean Gregory?
Right. Yes.
And number one Gregory was third. And number one was the Florida State.
Yeah.
Seminoles.
Now that one's another one that like I get it, but like I know Florida State has had the Seminole tribe give permission and say that it's an honor to be the mascot. So that one I struggle with.
But here's what I want to know though. Is it just up to that tribe? Or is it something where even if the tribe is like, yeah, we're cool with this, but others are like, no, you're still portraying our people poorly.
Because they're the Seminoles. Like, they're not going by a generic, they're not the Florida State Native Americans and then portraying it that way. They're literally that tribe of people. I don't know. That one's a tough one for me. That one's a tough one for me just because of the fact that the Seminole tribe still controls like everything in Florida and runs shit down there. Let's switch gears before.
You don't want to hear what I have to say? You don't want to hear what I have to say?
No, go ahead. Yeah, please. I thought I didn't want us to step in anything. So I was trying to gracefully transition out.
Pass.
Yeah! Dude, he almost got that to shoot out his nose, man.
Yeah, it did come up a little bit. That burns. This wheat beer burns. There's another downside to wheat beer. It burns like shit when it gets in your nose.
Wait, where'd you get wheat beer? Did you go to Chicago too?
I want to talk about this this commitment video that made rounds. I don't know if you guys saw this one.
Nope, definitely not.
There's a kid. It's always a thing where you gotta like. Now you got to have everybody behind you, and you got to do something to reveal which school you're going to, which feels very late to be doing a commitment video, or very early, either way. No, when I committed to Xavier to mascot, I literally was just like, I am going to Xavier, and nobody was around to see it.
What happened when you uncommitted from Xavier?
I didn't tell my dad, and I just...
See, I was going to say Papa
I definitely didn't have my family around for that one. I just was like,
Now, to be fair, that really an event or was it like a slow erosion that eventually one day you're like, yeah, I'm not in college anymore?
That one, that's the thing that happened where it was like, I'm making money now. Why do I need to go to philosophy class?
Oh, my God. Right.
What a terrible mistake that was. Anyways, this kid.
Mike, there was one reason to go to philosophy class.
Why?
Co-eds.
No, Jesus Christ.
How do you not see these things?
Walked right into it.
I was holding that back too. For this whole thing with the college mascots, where I was like, look, at the end of the day, I think all of these mascots are great if they've got co-eds behind them.
All right, moving on. Yeah, hit it. Hit that moving on, Joe.
Moving on.
Joe is like slow on the trigger tonight.
Tyson saying this bit is over. All right, yeah, fair enough.
Your shitty ass YouTube profile. So let's talk. Some random
let's talk about this kid. So this dude is a 4-star athlete. He's announcing his commitment. He's got his whole family behind him, and Pops ruins everything. I just want to play this video because it tickled me so much. I laughed so hard the first time I saw this. It was clearly an amazing thing.
Man, I'm happy for him. He's a good kid, lazy, but he's a good kid. And I know he's gonna represent Oregon well. All right, we're gonna do it. All right,
don't worry, let's go.
That's a decision. Tell us who it's gonna be.
Oh, shit.
For the next couple of years, I'll be attending the University of Oregon.
What? I'm shocked. I had no idea that was coming. Oh, man. I love.
If you've ever had an opportunity to tell your dad to fuck off after he called you lazy on camera and then blew your announcement and be like, you know where I'm going? I'm going to Oregon State. Go Beavers. And you just do that. He's like, pull something out of the hat. You're like, let's go. I'm out. I'm not doing Oregon no more.
What do you do in that situation? What do you do? Like, Pops clearly knew he fucked up. The way he hid behind the mom was like, when he was like, he's going to represent Oregon. Oh, shit. And like, Brandon hid. I love that the reporter just absolutely lost it. Couldn't stop laughing. Man, that was... That was better. I thought the best commitment of the week was going to be the kid that like talks shit to Alabama, which is a horrible thing to do when you're making your commitment. Why would you talk shit about Alabama? But this one takes the cake, hands down.
Wait, so there's been like more of these? Like this has been a thing going on this week?
Yeah, some kid. And that's the thing. I don't know why these commitments are so late or so early. I don't really understand.
You know what? I bet you what it is. There have been some early ones, but I bet you what it was is they're like, well, why would I commit in January? Let's see how this NIL plays out. And then when, you know, that's legal, they'll be like, all right, so now let's start the recruiting process. Who's going to get me paid?
But, dude, you can't. Now, it's like you're
Oregon's going to get you paid.
Oregon's going to get you.
Who's going to get you paid?
Yeah, it is. Now, so this is why I love this video and I'm here for it. One. I mean, we're talking about him, right? What's like his, if daddy didn't fucking
what's
up,
his name
like, would this have made
what's
the
his
news
name are we day? Really talking about him because I still don't know his name.
Yeah, no clue that is.
I mean, I'll be looking for him this fall or next fall. It's got to be next fall. They ain't no way he's playing ball this fall,
right? Because the season starts this weekend, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like, these are ridiculously early.
I need to fucking make up ground in Little League because whatever. You want to get me help,
Mookie,
that's fine.
Are you gonna have
if
some...
you want to get me help, just get me a line of credit.
Are we gonna have
Jaleel Tucker is his name, according to the rundown.
Yeah, he's a 4-star recruit out of California.
Oh, he's only 4-star? Whatever. The other part
I'm
about
this is... I've
been
looking for him for at least 3 years.
Yeah, don't care. Maybe. Like, 4-star, I ain't got time for that.
He's playing in the Pac-12. He's going to start as a freshman, and he'll never sniff the playoffs. Oh, wait, no. There's an alliance now. He might come near the playoffs. There's an alliance, bro.
The Pac-12 is the first group to get cut out of that alliance.
You know the Pac-12.
Hey. Hold on.
There's a group chat. There's a group chat between all the conferences, and then there's one without the Pac-12. I guarantee you that's what's going on. There's two separate group chats.
The Big Ten is constantly texting the ACC and like, dude, did you see what the fuck they just said in there? And the ACC's like, I know, man. I was waiting for you to reach out about that one. What are they talking about?
Mike, it ain't even like that. Let's be honest. They're texting... And all it says, Big Ten lights up Big 12. You up?
Do you up? How do you feel if you're the Big 12, knowing that the Pac-12, the Big Ten, and the ACC start this alliance, and the Big 12 is just like, what the fuck, man? I mean, I know we don't have Texas or Oklahoma anymore, but we still have We still have a better shot at the playoffs than the Pac-12 does. No.
They're not even worried, though, because they're down south where they're like, look, at the end of the day, people can keep pouring money into this. Like, we can outlast those Yankees up north. Like, come on now. No one takes the Big Ten seriously. Half of the teams are worthless, right? Get rid of Purdue. Get rid of that other school over there that doesn't have the Gopher, you know.
Half of all the conferences are worthless. Whoa. I don't know why you called out the Big Ten there.
So you're saying if I call out the Big Ten for half of them being worthless, and then we could go through the ACC and do the same thing and call those out as worthless, like then you could get to them all being worthless. Man, Mike, it's like you jumped ahead of analyzing all the conferences and why this is all fucking pointless. That's a genius take. Man, I wish I would have thought of that. Boy. That's impressive, Mike. I am Matt so Barr, impressed with
Matt Barr
days.
Getting confused by the direction.
It's been a long time since I've had a point on this thing, man. Give me a break.
Yeah. I will say, though, we can all at least agree the Mad Real World was the best of the Real World Road Rules shows, right?
Wow. You went Chappelle on us and also called back to a bit from the beginning of the show. That was a long-ass callback, Drew.
Well, yeah, because I got to close the Chrome tab because it's fucking with my shit, but I didn't want to leave that one behind because that is one of my favorite episodes. We all fuck Jenny.
I think it was Katie. Let's talk about
whatever.
Listen, if you guys want some delicious craft beer delivered directly to your door, head on over to Beer Drop, craftrootsports.com/beerdrop. $5 flat shipping. They will curate a box of beer based on your taste, deliver it directly to your door. Under $4 a serving. It's amazing. It's fantastic. It's beer you can't really find around here. So go hit them up, craftrootsports.com/beerdrop. Support the show. Get yourself some beer.
What a pro.
I don't know what just happened there. Fill up your beer fridge with Beer Drop. craftrootsports.com/beerdrop.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you're looking for your next new truck, trust Rush Truck Centers, the nation's largest commercial vehicle dealer network. Rush Truck Centers has trucks in stock throughout the country, including heavy, medium, and light-duty work vehicles. Plus, they offer a wide range of programs that help coordinate, monitor, and expedite vehicle service and repairs throughout their qualified service facilities. Check out their online inventory today at rushtruckcenters.com. That's rushtruckcenters.com. Expect more from Rush Truck Centers. Please speak to your Rush Truck Centers representative for further details.
Sell out!
Well done.
Mookie gets it.
I get Duh. It. Yeah, I like it. Mookie, you got your Kong ready?
Always.
Matt Barr, are you going to do a shot while we do Kongs?
I do not have a shot, but I do have a glorious Natter Days that I can chug.
You're going to chug a natty? All right, fair enough.
So real quick hot take that's going to make Mike uncomfortable.
Oh, God, here we go.
I went on vacation down in Alabama, the Deep South, and I got to tell you, they're getting a lot of heat these days about what they're doing and not doing to help mankind and some shit about a virus and vaccines, whatever. What they need to understand down there in the South is they need to get their motherfucking mind right and get themselves some fucking Natter Day. I could not find that shit anywhere. Like, we went through Tennessee, nothing. Georgia, nothing. Alabama, nothing. Now, what I don't understand is being a tourist destination, they had all these beers from all these different areas. They had beers from New York. They had beers from Chicago. They had fucking beers from Washington. But I still could not get my hands on a 30 racket, a sixer of tall boys to save my life at a single gas station. I could smoke a cigarette inside, but I couldn't get fucking Natter Day.
So that's not uncommon to a bunch of different places. Down here in Maryland, I have to go to like one gas station. Gas stations in Maryland don't even sell beer. It's like one that has permission to sell beer. It's the only place that has Natter Days.
That's crazy.
I know, it's wild.
I don't understand. Now,
it's so good.
Is it a demand thing, or is it legal to sell such delicious, beautiful alcohol in that state? That's all I can chalk it up to, really.
Maryland's a goofy state, so I would love to use Beer Drop, but I can't use it in Maryland.
That's disappointing.
You can use Kroger to your door, though.
Nope.
Oh, right.
If you want your own Kong Bong, craftrootsports.com/beerbong. Hit them up.
Wait, we can't mail beer to you?
No, it's illegal, man. It's illegal to mail.
It's illegal to mail alcohol over state lines.
Yeah, and Scott was pointing out it's
also the ATF is going to come after you.
Let them come. I got enough booze here to get them drunk too.
Jesus. That's why you gotta tell when you're sick.
Hey, if you're gonna go out, at least go out in a blaze of glory.
Oh shit, Drew. You deserve this one. You deserve it for that one. If you guys want your own Kong Bong, craftrootsports.com/beer bong, go hit them up. It's a koozie. It's a beer bong. It's a really fun thing to do.
You know what's funny is this is the latest I had started drinking before the show in like months.
But you got concussed before the show.
I got whacked real good, man.
Yeah, you got hammered. Not as good as some of the people that have been doing this milk crate challenge. These people are absolutely dying for your entertainment on TikTok.
Now, the one thing I do like about this, though, is I feel like there's a lot of these that take place in the same, like, it looks like it's like a... Oh, no!
Oh, God!
No.
Oh! Oh! Oh, God! Oh, God!
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, my Lord!
I thought she...
Her wig fell off! It's my favorite part of that old thing. I got to turn the volume down a little bit. I'm going to turn the volume down on these, and we can just let them play while we talk about these.
Hold on, though. Let's not move on from that one too quick. Did she split her head open, or is it just the wig?
No, just the wig just fell off. It was just the wig.
Okay, and I saw that, but I was like, oh, my God, she cracked her skull open in half. And it's like, no, her weave just fell. Like,
I cannot stop watching these. They are such entertainment, dude. Like, there is not one that I found that I did not like. Like, there was the one where White Mike was rolling a joint.
I love White Mike.
While he was doing
He's my new hero.
But it's just always the same thing. It's somebody that thinks they can make it, and then smack right on their face.
Right in the sternum.
Dude, that's how you break a rib.
As someone that has broken their ribs before, not fun.
No,
not fun.
Did you see that the price of milk crates on Amazon is like skyrocketed because so many people are buying them?
Hey, I saw that the price of milk crates on like Walmart went down to 99 cents a pop, and they were like, all right, come get them. Because Walmart understands.
I got the best angle. I got the best angle.
I got the best angle.
Take your time, Slim. I'm telling you, Slim.
This is unfair. They're making us talk about
concrete. Yes.
Right there.
This guy, this guy's got spacing, and that's not fair at all.
No.
Also, why are you going? Yeah, he's going up two to get to the top. But look at him with his mask. Good for you, sir, wearing your mask.
On your
completely
chin.
Inappropriately.
Yeah,
over his mouth, or nose.
It's not working, but he's socially distanced.
What I don't understand is... Oh, no, so they went two on that one. They probably couldn't afford those 99 cents.
Take your time.
Dude, look at how... These videos are always amazing once they get to the top row.
Oh, he could have been paralyzed.
Hey. Oh my Lord.
He's old too. Why do you got your glasses on? Oh my God.
The videos are never like, oh my God, are you okay? It's always just complete laughing and like losing their minds laughing at people. This is my favorite thing that's hit the internet in a long time. Like, it's around this time a few years ago that the Ice Bucket Challenge started. This challenge is so much better. I realize that the Ice Bucket Challenge like raised a lot of money and helped a lot of people, but
they embezzled it all anyways.
This is what the internet was created for right here, is these milk crate challenge videos. So I want to know, who would be the athlete that can do this? Like first shot, White Mike rolling the joint style. Who is the athlete that you think can take on the milk crate challenge and immediately run the gauntlet?
Well, because you don't want dead air, I'm just going to throw words in here as I try to think and speak, because that's
what
easy
we
to
try
do.
To do there, Drew. Appreciate you.
I can sub in for you because I actually have an answer. Every white slot receiver in the NFL. every white slot receiver under 6 foot tall is up and over this before you can even blink. 100%. He's a scrappy gym rat. He's going to get up and down. He's a spark plug.
He's the first
He's everything
one.
You'll want in a player.
Ooh, careful with the spark plug thing, because you don't want to go the way of Arizona State, because they were really shitty with Sparky because of what he did, you know, about the spark plug industry. Like, let's not throw that in here and mix things up.
I'm confused what just happened.
Yes, I win. So I was going to say white chocolate himself, actually.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a solid pick. Okay. That's a solid pick.
Because part of it now, is it who could do it or who would do it? Like, who would be there doing it, like, in the hood, you know, out there with the milk crates, getting up, getting down, and hanging out with White Mike?
I mean, I said what athlete would be the best at it, so, you know.
Oh, the best at it.
Yeah, but that's a good pick.
I mean, White Chocolate's a good answer because he would and he absolutely could.
I'm going to amend mine, though, to who's the best. American Ninja Warriors. Like, come on, man. Like, this is just like those things they run over super
this
fast.
This needs to be on the next season of American Ninja Warrior. This needs to happen. Like, you climb up the big tall wall, and then the next little thing is the milk crate challenge.
No.
I'll one up it. They need to bring it back for American Gladiator, and there needs to be one of the gladiators with a tennis ball gun shooting at them.
Yes. Okay, Nitro just firing tennis balls at you as you're trying to do the milk crate challenge. And then the best part is, even if he misses and he hits the crates, he still knocks you the fuck over. Oh, that's golden TV right there. That is amazing, Matt Barr. Oh, I love it. Who do you want to see do it and fall on their face? Which athlete or just anybody in sports do you want to see do it and fall on their face? I would love to see Nick Saban do the milk crate challenge. Like, I want to see Alabama doing it in the locker room, and Nick Saban's like, I got this. And then he just eats it after, like, he's not even to the top yet, just like he steps on the third row and just wipes out. That would be the best for me. Him or Bill. Well, I would like to see Bill Sweeney wipe out too.
Well, yeah, William can eat shit all day every day, but I feel like Nick wouldn't be very entertaining to watch because he would just use his mind to move the crates out of his way and say, I have triumphed.
That's true. Nick would probably be successful at it, and then we're like, yeah. God, Nick Saban just does everything, this motherfucker.
My answer is Tim Tebow, because he would get all the way to the top. He would get to the top and he'd like have his foot on the top one. He'd have his other foot on like the four crates or whatever it is, second to top. And then he would start preaching about how college athletes don't need to be paid because he didn't need to be paid because he grew up rich. And then like some kid that was from like the Pony Excess in the 1980s is just going to run up and drop kick all of the milk crates over and topple him down from his fucking ivory tower that he lives in. Tim Tebow sucks. I'm so glad he got cut. I don't know if you guys addressed that last week or not, but Tim Tebow was cut
not
because
newsworthy.
He's a terrible fucking football player.
R.I.P.
And
Tebow.
Human.
And human.
Did you? Sorry. Speaking of a privileged white Tebow. Guy talking about what college players should do, did you see Kirk Herbstreit was talking about how
Hold on. No, okay, I thought ahead. You were going to get him for this, but you can't let him off the hook. What was it that the guy's going to kick it down? What did he play for? The Pony?
XS. SMU, 1980s. Pony XS. They were all college.
No, you don't remember that, Drew? Why
were
you?
30-30, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't watch those.
Well, all the players were getting paid because they were like poor kids. They were paying to come to SMU.
It's why SMU is terrible today, because they were
shit.
An amazing.
I know that. There, that's the look I'm going for, Mike. Give me more of that right there. Give me more of that smolder.
Kirk Herbstreit came out and said he hates the transfer portal because he said that when he was in college, like, it gets tough and you learn lessons by sticking to it and getting through to the other side. And you learn about yourself and you become a better man because of it. And I can't stand Kirk Herbstreit.
Dude, I'm so excited that his kid's playing ball here in Cincinnati, because
I was gonna say, didn't one of his kids transfer? Like, one of his kids just left Clemson. How are you gonna be this big of a dick about the transfer portal when one of your kids just did it?
No, no, Mike, that's different. He left Clemson to just go be a student. Basically, he quit and, you know.
Oh, that's
Kirk
way better.
Time for Twitter.
That's so way college, better. College yeah. gets hard, but you can quit if you want.
Yeah,
you,
it's
you can quit if
you're
you want.
Not allowed to. You're not allowed to go somewhere else for a better opportunity.
Right.
But you are allowed to right. just quit and then
right.
give it up for good. You, what a piece of shit, man.
But the more, but Mike, the more important thing to seize on here, and sorry, Matt, you're in Maryland, but his son's playing high school ball up the road. You know what that means, right?
No, I don't. Because his kids were
we have
high school
a better chance to kick Kirk in the nuts.
I mean, he lives in Columbus. He's lived in Columbus forever. I don't know why we
no,
have a better chance
now. He moved down
now.
To Nashville, but they just got a spot down here in Cincinnati so his kid could play at St. X. So
wait, his kid's playing at St. X? I didn't
oh
realize
God.
This kid
Are
was
you
at
new
St.
here?
X. No, I just don't follow high school football because I'm a 37-year-old man, so I don't really follow high school football like I should.
For one,
I guess
you're a 37-year-old man from Ohio, so it's kind
exactly.
of imperative that
I have learned. No, I have learned,
football.
Mookie, that it's creepy how much adults follow
oh,
high school football.
Oh, it absolutely is.
And
as
I was
an
like, this is weird.
It.
I'm backing away from this. I can't do this anymore. And I made a conscious effort to be like, I'm not that invested in my high school anymore. And I feel like I'm better off now.
Let me just ask you a quick question. How does Cardinal Mooney's offensive line look this year?
No clue. Couldn't even tell you a name on the team.
Oh, come on, man.
Pass.
That's where you got to go the other route with and be like, you know what? I think we're going to be all right. We had to replace a guard and then be like, oh, wait, shit.
Couldn't tell you.
Moving on.
Yeah, because Mike can't take a hit and play into a bit, asshole.
Anyway,
since
yeah,
Mike's
Kirk
giggling over there,
Kirk Herbstreit's kid, back to what we were talking about. Like he says, the transfer portal was dumb. Get the fuck out of here. Situations change. You're asking an 18-year-old kid to make a decision for the rest of his young adult life and to his only chance to get in the NFL. Every player should be able to transfer every single year and do whatever they want to get themselves in the best situation to get themselves paid.
Until
especially if they aren't paid as college athletes right now. They need to get this money. They need to get that money.
And until
let them get that money.
And until they say that a coach has to stay the entire time the kids he recruited stays, then you can't say the kid has to stay. Like you, the coach can leave whenever the fuck he wants.
Situations change. Situations right. change all the time. Coaches get fired. Coaches leave. Coaches do whatever. Coaches retire. All this stuff. And they're like, oh, guess what? You're 18 years old. Guess what? Sucks to suck. This is what you have to do for the rest of your life. No, that's completely unfair. They let the adults do whatever they want, and they abuse the fucking kids, and that's how the NCAA is. It's the biggest fucking racket in America. And there's a lot of rackets in America, but the NCAA is the biggest of them all.
How bad do you have to be? By the way, you earned this, man. You earned that. How bad do you have to be worse than, like, Walmart and, like, these, like, at least they pay their people something.
Jeff Bezos, like, Jeff Bezos like, takes notes from the NCAA. He's like, how do I abuse my workers worse? He's like, NCAA, hey, what are you doing?
Oh, you're
what
just
you
not
doing?
Paying people? Listen, I was just making a All piss right, cool. in bottles, but damn, yeah, you no. ain't even paying them. That's a baller move right there. That is amazing to be that low that you are below Amazon and Walmart like slave wages. That's
the
crazy.
Biggest fucking racket in the U.S. It's so stupid. And they're tax-free, so they can also fuck off.
Drew, you got awfully quiet there during that. Did you freeze? I think Drew froze.
Thank God. I'm just trying to get beer to come out of your nose here, Mike. That's all I'm trying to do, bud.
Here's the thing about the transfer portal. Kids should be able to do whatever they want. Like I'm more pissed that they put a limit on how many. Oh God damn it, Drew! What are you doing?
I don't fucking know, man. I was pressing buttons and something happened.
I was pressing buttons. Typical Mookie on the stream, just pressing buttons. Views
I was,
change.
I was trying to find a quote from Scott last week or the week before, and he was like, it was all ruined when they let him get paid. that's what Mark Emmerich was going to say to Jeff Bezos. And that's why Jeff Bezos is going to be like, and that's why I'm building robots.
And you're freezing again. Listen.
Well, because I got to delete all this shit now that it started over again. StreamYard, make a decent web platform.
I'll give you a second to do that. In the meantime, guys, go follow the show at Crafty Sports on Twitter and on Instagram. We are so freaking close to 1,000 followers on Twitter. It has been a goal of mine to get to 1,000 followers for fucking ever. So please tell your friends to go follow the show at Crafty Sports. Help us out. Like the show on Instagram, subscribe on YouTube, Facebook, all that good stuff. Make sure you're subscribing, rating, reviewing wherever you get your podcasts. And also shout out to Belly Up Sports and the Unhinged Radio app, where Craft Root Sports is now showing and playing. I think we got like multiple spots throughout the week. Belly Up Sports has amazing content. Go hit them up, bellyupsports.com. Subscribe and review to all of the podcasts on the Belly Up Sports podcast platform. Hit them up. Help them out. Fantastic people. And we're glad to be part of the Belly Up family.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This holiday season, Lexus wants you to remember. Nothing feels as good as making others feel good. Those so-called feel-good holiday films? They can't hold a gingerbread-scented candle to the feeling of giving them something that gives them all the feels. Make this December one to remember. Together. Click the banner to discover more. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
I can't find the sellout drop. There it is. Thank you. Oh, that was good timing. That was well done. I'm impressed.
You've been watching the show for a while, huh?
I'm impressed. Guys, before the end of the show, I want to know, like, are you guys as heartbroken as I am about Dell and Sonya breaking up? Like,
absolutely fucking not. Sonya's single again. Let's go.
Woo! See, man, I knew it. Like, shoot your shot, dude. I said that earlier in the week, and these two were like, "That me."
I was just like, "What is Drew talking about?" Because I didn't know what happened. Literally, the text message came through.
I sent you the fucking tweet.
I didn't see the tweet. I just saw the message that said, "Hey, we can shoot our shot at Sonya," and I was like, "What does this mean? What are we talking about right now?" But
so,
yeah,
for one. This is some bullshit, and this is exactly why I told you you're trying to cancel me, is that I'm over here doing hardcore show prep, and you can't even be bothered to, you know, engage me in a meaningful conversation.
We have a document. We have a document of the show rundown. Put your ideas in the show. Like, that's what the document is for. You can text us and be like, dude, I just put
something.
Copy and paste, bro. Copy and paste. That's what it's.
Yeah, exactly, Matt. You give him that middle finger. For two... Even if you didn't know who Sonya was, you should have defaulted to Sonya Blade and been like, yep, I'm in.
I hate you so much, Mookie. I hate
you. Look, all I'm going to say is Sonya is from Radford, Virginia. I am from Loudoun County, Virginia. They are not really that close, but Sonya.
I don't know if you have a shot, Matt Barsh. She was apparently stepping out with the former Patriots tight end, which all of the headlines were just like, Sonya apparently cheating with a Patriots tight end, or it said former Patriots tight end, and all I could think was that she was cheating with Aaron Hernandez.
Like, I can't take down Tim Biakabatuka.
I was thinking Aaron Hernandez. I thought she was cheating with Aaron Hernandez. I was like, she cheated with a murderer. Good Lord.
I thought it was Gronkowski.
Before that whole thing, before he got arrested, like that whole thing.
Was it not Tim Biakabatuka?
I don't know who it was. Was it Tim Biakabatuka? Who was?
I don't know.
Cheating?
I actually wanted to say that name again. I haven't said it in years.
What a great name! That's one of the best names in college. I hate that he's a Michigan guy, but man, what a great name in football!
No, he's not.
It's my second favorite. Yeah, there you go. He's a Panther. He's a Patriot. Panther. Something else. It's my second favorite to Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, who Chris Berman used to call the law firm, which I absolutely loved as a nickname.
Are we about to end this show with just best names in football?
Tight end? I thought
he was a running back.
Okay, all right.
Are we seriously about to? Are we seriously about to just end the show with best names in football? Because that we've got two top contenders.
We've already shot our shots at Sonia, so why not? Let's do it.
Can you beat, Drew, can you beat Tim Biakabatuka or Ben Jarvis Green Elliott? Elliott or Ellis? Oh, I'm
Ellis.
Drunk.
Ellis.
I'm drunk. I know it's Ellis. I'm
Rocket Ishmael.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I don't know if I could top. Also, Rocket is one of those few where the regular name, like the real name, is just as good as the nickname. Raheem Ishmael. That's solid. That's a good name. I don't know if I can.
Ooh, I got another one actually.
Okay, go ahead.
I gotta Google his last name real quick. All right, cool. Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think he gets a bonus though, because between him and his brother Equanimeous St. Brown, I think like they're a package deal, and that's going to be tough to beat.
ESB wins hands down because he went to Notre Dame. ASB terrible because he went to USC. Sorry, those are just facts.
ARSB.
Amon-Ra.
Weird shit.
Amon-Ra. I've seen enough Brendan Fraser movies to understand that Amon-Ra is nothing
you don't
to fuck
with that guy.
Nothing to fuck with.
Chris Fumatu Mafala. How about that one? That was Google and then me struggling to read the internet.
Okay. As both of you guys are Notre Dame fans, right? Both of you guys are Notre Dame fans?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to bust one out for you here. Arnaz Battle.
Oh, Arnaz Battle, man. Man, I still remember him catching a pass from Carlisle Holiday against Michigan State. Oh, oh, where's Plaxico Burress rank on this list? Plaxico's a solid name.
I think it was a pretty good name until he shot himself in the leg, and then it got even better, and it was the best.
I don't know.
Put a pistol in his sweatpants. It fell down, and while it was falling down, he pulled the trigger on himself. I don't think that gets talked about enough today, that there was a top tier NFL wide receiver in like 2007 that shot himself.
He went
in a leg in a club.
Cheddar Bob
sweatpants.
He went Cheddar Bob
himself. What I want to know is, because I don't remember, did he get suspended at all?
He lost a year.
He lost it because he shot himself.
They did suspend him, but it was like for his prison sentence.
So like
the NFL was like, we got you covered, man.
You good, homie. Ohio is advancing in the Little League World Series.
Oh, that's a Cincinnati team, too. They're from Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Dan says, I always like Max
Fucking
Strong.
Assholes, though. I had him at plus one and a half.
A solid one.
Max Strong is a good one. That's a really good
one. If you're talking about Oakland fullbacks, you also got a little Tyrone Wheatley.
That's a fun one, too.
How was he never on the Wheaties box? Like, that just seems like a missed opportunity to me.
Because Wheaties was trash.
Wow. Dude. Hang on a second. Fire up the grill. Hang on. I gotta get that. We're getting close to the end here.
Boomy. Go ahead. Boomy.
No. I'm not gonna boo you. Just give me a second. Give me a second while I look for
Vamp.
Where the
There we go.
But I can't find the music.
I can't find
the music.
I tried.
Throw the meat on the grill.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
We didn't even talk baseball tonight. How has that happened? Probably because Scott's not here. Scott's not here. That's a problem. Why can't I find... There it is.
Boom, shakalaka!
I've got the barbecue music. Okay, give me that meat again. Matt Barr.
Would you stop it, Drew?
Stop it, Drew. Stop touching buttons. This is why you're not allowed to control things. Matt Barr, go back. We got the meat on the grill.
Fuck you, man. Mute.
Wheaties as a whole, as a brand, was fine. But the actual Wheaties cereal, I begged my parents to buy me a box. Hey, Tiger Woods is on the box. It's 1997. Buy me a box.
That's how you got your parents and to buy stuff in the groceries. Guys, the year is 97. You got to buy me
some. No, it was 1997. It's just, I didn't. Mookie, shut the fuck up. Anyway, so.
Barcavius Mingo.
It 1997. Ooh, Barkevius Mingus, great name. It's 1997. I'm trying to get my parents to buy me some cereal. I want Wheaties. I want Wheaties. My parents are like, no, you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it. You're not going to like it. I got it. I'm like, yes, I can't wait to eat the next one.
But how was...
It's terrible.
Let me just ask you this, though, man.
DeBrickishaw Ferguson.
Oh, that's a good one, too. He was an offensive lineman, right?
Left tackle for the New York Jets.
See, and I
from
think
the University of Virginia.
I feel like that's what gives him a little level up. If your first name is DeBrickishaw and you're an OL, like, fuck, it's over. Game over. But, Matt, what I want to know is, even though the cereal was disappointing, how was your poop the next day? It was probably pretty solid, right? Like,
ha ha, Clinton Dix.
49ers legend.
I thought you were trying to like slow play the ha ha, bad joke, dummy.
And I don't know, as you pointed out, it was 1997. I don't remember.
You don't worry about your poop?
I'm not Sean McVay.
Yeah, I don't get it, but it's funny.
Bronco Nagurski.
No.
Wow. I want the walk off on names. I want the walk off on
yeah,
names.
You gotta do better here, Mike. Like we started this off strong.
I'm trying. I should have stopped after haha Clinton Dix. I got the laugh on that one. I should have stopped. I don't know if I can this one's a good one. Saints legend, Nick Toon.
Eh.
What? I got an on Nick Toon? Well, we got to keep going.
I hated his kid at Wisconsin because all they ever did was talk about his fucking dad. And I'm like, then clearly the kid's not good enough. So just shut the fuck up about him altogether. You know what I mean? Like, unless his name was Looney, I don't want to hear about any fucking tune.
If that wasn't his nickname, why wasn't it his nickname?
Speaking of Nick Toon, Mike, the last two times I've been on here, we've talked about Nickelodeon football.
Yes, we have.
The first time I was on, we talked about it actually being a thing.
By the way, your take is freezer meat, Matt Barr. Sorry about Wheaties. It's a freezer meat take.
I agree with that. Here's the way.
Frosty Rucker. Thank you, Gabe. That's a good name. Can we end it on Frosty Rucker?
No, we can agree it's amazing, but Gabe gets credit for that, not you.
I'm not trying to get. I'm just trying to get us out of it. We're running low on time. I'm just trying to.
Well, maybe you should bring up a better topic.
I told you I want the walk off. Let me know when I'll take a walk off. Yeah. I'll walk off with it.
Nyheel Diggs.
There was a linebacker that played for the San Francisco 49ers. His name was T.J. Slaughter.
Yes, T.J. Slaughter. That was a good one. That's a good one.
What was the lawyer that Malloy tried to change his name?
Ron Artest.
Chad Ochocinco. Kanye. Kanye just filed paperwork to change his name to Ye. I don't know if you knew that. That's a real thing.
Who the fuck cares? Why are you wasting your time reading
Lawyer
about that?
Malloy.
Eh. No. You said it once and didn't get a reaction for a reason. Stop trying to force it.
I like Dan's comment of Takeo Spikes. Takeo Spikes is pretty.
I already said
that. That isn't going to happen, Mike. Stop trying to make Fetch happen.
Coy Detmer.
Ooh. That shitty quarterback for Philly.
Still a great name. Great
he
name.
Got me fantasy points.
Such
though.
A good name. Coy Detmer. Come on.
Coy Detmer got you fantasy points? When did you start playing fantasy? You were like one of the first 15 people to start playing fantasy football then.
Bro, I gamble on Little League World Series. I didn't get here by starting fantasy in high school.
Fucking spelling you, goddamn degenerate.
Does John Connor get any love just for being the Terminator?
No.
James Connor?
No, John Connor.
Was there a John Connor? Oh, you're literally just on a Google list.
I am. I'm just looking. I'm searching at this point. I'm trying to get out of this because you guys won't give me a walk off. Tiki Barber.
All right. So can we?
Pierre Garçon.
No. God damn it, dude.
That means
you're not
boy
at all.
It's kind of funny.
Guy Whimper. Do you know who that is? There. That's a guy. That's a name.
I'll give you one. There's a kicker for the New York Giants in the 1990s. You know what his name was? Matt Barr, let's go.
And that'll do it. There's the walk-off. Thank you, Matt Barr. Let's talk about these beers that we were drinking tonight. we were rating them on the NFL franchise scale. Drew, what was in your mug? And give us the rating on the NFL franchise scale.
I don't know, man. V-A-R-I-E-T-A-L. Variable Beer Company. It was their porter, 6.4%, 3.8 caps on Untappd. Dude, this was solid as shit. I myself gave it a 4.5 caps, apparently, before. It was smooth. It was light. That's the thing, is usually when I think of a porter, and by porter I mean stout, I think of something heavy. I think of something thick. I think of something with a lot of flavor, yeah, which I do like, but not a summer beer. I could drink this in the summer. I could drink this at a barbecue outside and have a good time. So
that's because it's always stout season.
No, that's not true, but it is always good beer season, and this one definitely qualifies as that. So as such, pass. I don't know, man. Fucking NFL franchises? Like, seriously?
Just name a team, Drew. Name a team.
If you'd shut the fuck up, I would. Los Angeles Chargers, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, you dick. Matt Barr, what are you drinking and rated on your NFL franchise?
I appreciate you, Mike.
I was drinking the Nanticoke Nectar from RAR Brewing in Cambridge, Maryland, an IPA, 7.4%.
Close to the Hamptons. Close to the Hamptons.
It is the Hamptons. It is the Hamptons. What are you talking about? I'll tell you what, it started off as a Buffalo Bills in the early 90s, couldn't really get the job done. The 7.4%, though, has turned it into a 1995 49ers.
Ooh,
who took down the title. Woo.
Look at
Stevie.
And
why?
They beat the shit out of Drew's Los Angeles Chargers to take home the Super Bowl title. And they're bringing those uniforms back this year. So,
can't wait to see them in.
Pretty
all
fresh.
Right, there you go. I was drinking Tangerine Wit from Wiley Roots Brewing Company. I originally rated this one 2021 Browns because wheat beers are like, meh, and this one kind of may surprise me. I am going to amend that, and I'm going to say this is a Dallas Cowboys, just a perennial average disappointment of a franchise. Just whatever. Thanks for being here.
Wow.
Oh, cool. Everybody likes wheat beers. Awesome. Blah. They suck. This one's, you know, whatever. I totally slowed down on this. I had to do a couple shots when the camera wasn't on me because, ugh, rough.
Dude, what the fuck? How are you? Why don't you share?
Sure, I could share shots with you. Anyways.
Oh, thanks, man. So,
those are your beers for the week. This has been a fun show. Matt Barr, thanks for hanging out with us, man. It was a good time. I appreciate you stepping in for Scotty K. Scott should be back next week.
Thank you for your service, sir. It's been too long. It's been too long.
You are welcome for my service.
Always good hanging out with the homie, Matt.
Always
Barr.
Left me feeling satisfied.
thank you all for tuning in. We will see you all next week. Be sure to follow the show at Crafty Sports on Twitter and Instagram. Like the page on Facebook. Subscribe on YouTube. Subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. It helps more than you know. Shout out Belly Up Sports, Unhinged Radio. We appreciate you hosting us. Subscribe, rate, and review to all the Belly Up podcasts. We will see you all next week. Scott back in the speakeasy. Cheers, everybody.
Peace, Scott. We out!
Scott, I'll split any imports with you.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
When it comes to service, Rush Truck Centers is committed to making you their top priority. Whether you're looking for same-day preventive maintenance, assistance from their dedicated service concierge team, or 24/7 access to your truck repair status, Rush Truck Centers offer customizable maintenance plans that fit your needs. What are you and your truck waiting for? Schedule an appointment with Rush Truck Center Service Department or ask them to dispatch a mobile service unit when and where you need it. Visit RushTruckCenters.com to find your nearest location. You can expect more from Rush Truck Centers.